even before the United States entered World War I, American farms were important at helping the Allies win the conflict. In particular, it was one type of livestock that became a coveted tool in the work to defeat the enemy. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Timpty Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
When it's important to your farm, it's on FarmJournalPro.com. Manage risk with on-point market analysis and advice. Track input prices and lock in the best time to buy. Visit FarmJournalPro.com for the day's best news and analysis from names you know and trust. On your phone, tablet, or computer, make FarmJournalPro.com your daily news source. FarmJournalPro.com. Trusted analysis, professional insight.
Doran Cart is the senior curator of the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. It's a position that has made him a bit of an expert on one particular animal.
Mules were a major animal of transport, beast of burden for the armed forces, primarily for the Allies. The Germans didn't use as many.
The Germans, instead, used mostly horses. Doran Cart says some believe mules could be difficult to get along with. However, the military found otherwise.
Mules had the good temperament, especially for hauling artillery pieces, the caissons and the limbers that would be attached to the cannons.
Mules were used as riding animals as well. They were always in demand.
There were never enough, even when the Americans started supplying mules and horses. But the Spaniards were the primary source of mules, and of course they were neutral, so they supplied them to both sides.
But the United States became an important supplier, too. Companies such as Guyton and Harrington were already producing large numbers of mules in Missouri, mostly for farming.
They were actually, yes, raising mules and horses. They had feedlots starting in Kansas City and going through Lathrop, which was the main center of the mule raising operation, and then down the Missouri, other feedlots along the way, because when they were on boat, they had to be taken off, fed and exercised and put back on the boats. So then you had St. Louis, you had Memphis, and all the way down to New Orleans, where they were put on the ocean-going vessels.
And from there, on an ocean-going ship for 3 to 4 weeks. We continue our story next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.